This is NewsHour, live from the BBC World Service in London with me, Tim Franks. There's been lots of talk of international cooperation to fight the effects of the coronavirus, in particular the economic damage. What about the cooperation to fight the virus itself? Senior representatives from big pharmaceutical firms have met in Geneva today. It was a virtual meeting, you'll be relieved to hear. They gathered to discuss the hunt for a vaccine and for treatments. Thomas Quenney is Director General of the International Federation of Pharmaceutical Manufacturers and Associations. What did they agree to?
I think the first point is really that we do have a strong sense of responsibility and we feel for the people who are impacted by COVID-19. Because let's face it, we are all in there, be it professionally or personally. We are, most of us are confined to home offices now, but we also know that the industry basically does have the tools, the solutions to fight and defeat COVID-19, the coronavirus. What is new is, because it's such a unique situation, it is a commitment to collaboratively do it, not just among the industry, but also with WHO, with governments, with other health agencies, philanthropic organizations such as the Wellcome Trust. We do believe we have unique tools. Therefore, what happened in terms of industry doing, open and rapidly screened libraries of medicines, because we do know the virus is new, was unknown until 2 months ago. Therefore, we neither have a vaccine nor medicine which has been tested or approved yet. But we need to find something fast, because the impact of the coronavirus is so big. It goes beyond. It is about sharing real-time clinical trial data, and it's even talking about sharing and increasing manufacturing capabilities and ramp-up capabilities, be it for testing, be it for manufacturing of vaccines once we have one, or of medicines. That is something which, to that extent, has never happened before.
Well, and that's fascinating because, I mean, clearly you're talking about collaboration. A lot of people are talking about collaboration, coordination, and how that is absolutely necessary in the fight against this disease. Now, clearly the pharmaceutical industry is, by and large, a private industry, private corporations who are in part, and this isn't a criticism, it's an observation, they are motivated by profit and through competition. Are you saying that that is completely to be put to one side in this particular case?
I have to admit, I was really proud listening to the CEOs from big global pharma companies today when they were asked about the profit motivation behind now trying to entering the race for new vaccine, testing medicines. Basically, everyone said, look, we simply did not have time to talk about profits, talk about price, because we are in this, because it's a huge public health threat, and it is what our societies expect. Now, this industry, of course, is traditionally fiercely competitive, and I think we see the benefit already of the private research, the competitive nature of the pharma research, because we don't have just one or two leads or medicines which are tested. We see already more than 80 clinical trials for medicines tested whether they are effective to treat COVID-19 patients. And we benefit from experience lessons from previous public health threats such as Ebola, SARS, MERS, Zika. We will need to be patient and we will need to hope that we can flatten the curve.